Alrighty.
Hey, what's the best thing about a game like that for this team, especially with all its talent and rotations? Are you able to kind of open things up for a bit?
Well, you know, the thing tonight, what we wanted to do is be about business, go out and try to work to improve and get better. You know, build off the last game against San Antonio and just play the game the right way. You know, the fact we had 35 assists tonight, that's always a good sign when the team is moving the ball because it will get everybody involved. I thought defensively we did a nice job of setting that tone right from the start and creating some easy opportunities. And then, you know, the white group went in there and did a better job. They had an opportunity to practice a little bit, and they looked like they had a little better rhythm. So be about business and you know, just play the game and try to improve, and I thought they did that.
Is that the most you can remember fast break in a long time?
Yeah, well, yeah, and that came off of getting stops and running out. You know, I like the tempo, the movement that we're getting from this group. But, yeah, you know, you got to get stops in. Then you can run out and get some easy baskets.
Didn't want to talk about it a lot beforehand, but now that you're going on the road, is this team as prepared to handle a road trip as any that you've coached?
Well, we'll see. You know, we've only been out there one time. And now we'll, I think, play 4 games in 5 days. Some back-to-backs, and you know, we split the last road trip, and you know, this is another challenge for us, is to be better on the road this year. So it starts in Memphis, and you know, we take that game and again try to improve, get that game, and look to do better on the road this year.
Nate, you say that the fast breaking is an indication of getting stops out of that, but mm-hmm. How much can you attribute that to Andre?
A lot. No question. A lot of that is he will look up, he will see the floor, and, you know, I think he's one of the, you know, he's creating some of that off of the defense, coming up with steals and rebounding the ball, and then our guys are learning to bust out, and he'll throw it ahead. So he sees all that, he sees the floor, and, you know, he's delivering the ball.
Nate, you've talked about the second unit. You want it to be energized. You want it to run. Were you able to see that in full display for the first time this season tonight?
I thought it was better, you know, with them tonight. They, you know, when I went to that lineup in the San Antonio game, they practiced a little bit, but we went over some plays yesterday for that group and what we were looking for, better ball movement, more spacing, better spacing with them defensively. I thought they did a nice job. Bayless getting up on the ball, Martell and Rudy, Travis and Joe being aggressive on the wings, and then busting out and running again. I think they'll get better as they play together more.
What'd you make of Brandon Oye?
Well, I told him I liked the fact that he did other things. You know, he had 6 rebounds. Yeah, 6 rebounds, and he had 7 assists. And, you know, these are things that those guys will have to learn to do, where, you know, Greg and Miller and some of these other guys have some things going, but don't take yourself out the game by assuming that you can't do some other things. Because, you know, later in that game, we may need you to score. So he kind of allowed the game to come to him, and he did some other things, which is what you need to do, rebound, and he had an opportunity to distribute the ball, and he did that.
Not that you expect him to score two, but do you expect this to be an indication of more of what we see from him, where he doesn't have to do so much scoring, where it's more balanced?
Well, again, I think what you do is you play the game, you take advantage of what the defense gives you. And tonight our post-ups were good. They were double-teaming. We were getting something off of that. If they take away the post, then the perimeter will open up. You know, so I thought our guys did that tonight, and they shared the ball, which was great, 35 assists. Everybody gets involved that way.
What did you think of Aldridge's first half?
I thought he did a better job of getting deep, and, you know, he's still learning to play against a double team, and they're learning to play off of Andre. Andre does a great job of moving and getting to the open spot when teams double team, and started to pick up on Andre, where he was at, where he'll be, and did a better job of attacking the basket. I like to see that more.
Have you found your lineup, Coach? I mean, do you feel secure with this one, that you're going to stick with this for a while?
Yeah, that, well, I like it. It's moving. You got two guards out there that's moving and working. That combination is working together, and I like the flow that we're playing with. Yeah, you know, he's worked hard, and you know, I told the guys, let's try and get everybody in this game, and I thought that you know, both groups went out there and played hard, and you know, didn't play the scoreboard, and stayed solid on the defense, offensively kept attacking, which gave us you know an opportunity to sit some guys and allow some guys to play, and Dante stepped right in and you know did well. Knocked down a couple shots defensively. I thought he was in the right position. And, you know, he's a young guy that can play. All right?
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.